Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. This is Mills on Radio 1. First person we should mention today is Amelia in Ipswich. She's just texted in. She's just finished all of her GCSE exams and could not be more happy and has been listening to Radio 1 all the way through the revision and just says thanks to us lot for making it more bearable. No worries, Amelia. Hello, if you finish all your exams, it must be such a relief. And if you haven't yet, keep going. Not long to go now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday because we're busy with the Thea Lloyd and all that. But I was in Brighton weekend just gone. Love Brighton. Do you like it?
I've only been there a couple of times, but I do like it, yeah.
It's really good. And I went shopping on Saturday afternoon and I went to one of those really cool clothes shops. You know the ones where you feel a little bit intimidated because you don't quite think you're cool enough to be in there?
Mm. They don't tend to have clothes big enough for me, those shops.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Cool clothes shops don't do clothes for fats.
You're not fat.
No, that wasn't... No, I wasn't digging it. But a lot of them, like, they say they're a size 14 or a size 16 or whatever, which isn't fat, but it is my size. You do feel fat in those shops.
Yes.
Because their 14 is, like, an actual size 8.
And also,
8
their sizes, normal. Yeah, sometimes yeah. A lot smaller, yeah.
So I don't tend to go in there because they sort of look at you and go,
Anyway, you can imagine, you've been in these, Chris, right?
But really cool clothes shops.
Yeah, like the ones where everyone working in there has got, like, really good hair. And also, they've got quite nice clothes on and probably wearing deck shoes.
And you go in there because you fancy them?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Friendly Fires album is playing, yeah?
Yeah.
And, anyway, I go into the
what
shop.
What were you doing in there?
I was just looking.
Oh, right.
And I found these jeans that I really like. Now, I have a... trouble finding jeans that I like, right? So I say to one of the cool people with good hair and deck shoes, can I try these on, please? Standard, like you would do in any shop. So I go to the changing room, put the jeans on. They fit me fine around the waist.
42-30s.
What?
42-30s.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's a size, isn't it? Is that your size? Or is that your size?
Well, you're claiming that Scott's a 42-30.
A 42 waist.
Have I got that wrong?
That's really wrong.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about chest size as 42, maybe?
Okay.
God, you're as bad as this as
no,
I am with women's and underwear.
I once found a pair of jeans, they were 42-30s, and I bought them for my boyfriend at the time, and then when I took them back, because it was just a joke, because everyone could get in them, like three people got in them. I took them back, and the woman was like, can I ask why you're returning these? I was like, they're too small. She didn't see the funny side.
Anyway, so I'm in the changing room.
Yeah.
They're fine around the waist. But I didn't realise, because I couldn't really tell by looking at them, they were skinny jeans, okay?
Oh.
So they are too tight on my legs because
How far did you get? Did you get them to the knee?
No, I got them on.
Did you?
I got them on and they're on and, like, they're fitting me around the waist. I've done them up, okay? But I don't have the legs for skinny jeans. So I'm like, no, these look rubbish. I'll take them off.
You wear those skinny denim shorts.
Can I get them off? No.
Oh, no.
Like,
so I was going to say, the minute you get... Because I've tried on skinny jeans before and I can't wear them. The minute you get to the knee and you think, oh, I can't do this, that's when you give up. You don't go the whole way.
But
how are you going to get out?
Exactly. And I couldn't. Now, bearing in mind, there's a queue of really cool people now outside the changing room.
You bought them, didn't you?
No, I didn't buy them. I fell over into the mirror trying to get them off.
Aww.
And I'm also sweating so much at this point.
Because you can't breathe because all the circulation's cut off your legs.
Yeah, and also... and also because you're just stressing out, like, how am I going to get these off?
Sweatier you get, the worse it is.
Also, I came out of the changing room like a right mess, like a sweaty, red-faced, uncool mess. But literally, Becky, they are, like, that tight on my legs where I just couldn't get them off. And eventually one of the cool people is like... You all right in there? I'm like, I'm fine. Just trying to get... I managed to get them off eventually, but how stressful.
Did they help you?
No, they didn't help me. No,
it was all a big ploy.
I managed...
Just like the two out the front.
Hooray! One of the fit people helped me to get out of my skinny jeans. Awful. Seriously, one of the worst clothing experiences of my life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, really? Jane off Nottingham says that she tried on a pair of yellow trousers in Primark and she couldn't get them off, so she just asked the bloke to scan them in situ. So she just had to sit on the cash desk and he scanned her bottom. That can't be true. Beep. Thank you very much. You've now paid.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Phil feels my pain, right, Phil? Phil! Oh, is he too embarrassed? I can hear him, that's really weird. Can you hear him in the distance? That's really very strange. Phil! He is actually speaking to me, that's really odd. Anyway, basically, I'll just say what he was going to say anyway. Phil was in a changing room recently and did the same thing as me, was trying on the trousers that were far too tight, fell over, but then the changing room was in the shop, so literally he just fell into the shop through the curtain, brought the curtain down with him, and was in his boxer shorts. So actually I got off quite lightly, because at least the door was closed. Gemma, hi Gemma.
Hi.
Who is working on various shows here at Radio 1. You've been on before with us, Gemma, because your stories are brilliant. Right, tell me what you said before.
It's really embarrassing. I don't think I want to.
No, please. Please. We're just talking about my skinny jeans awful incident in the cool clothes shop.
It's embarrassing enough that I know it. I don't think I want to tell everyone else.
It's fine. Just say it.
Okay. So I went to a clothes shop and I was trying to find a dress for a night out. And girls' clothes shops, the sizes vary quite a lot.
Yeah, we were just saying that earlier.
And so in one shop, you're one size, another shop, you're another size.
Yeah.
So I thought I was feeling quite skinny that day, went in, bought a really nice, quite tight dress. Tried it on, went into the changing room, did up fine, everything was fine. Then I decided to get it, tried to take it off and got completely stuck.
Right. And then tell me the best bit.
The best... So what happened then was because I was stuck, I started to panic. And
yes.
Then when you panic,
same.
You get even hotter.
Yes, that's what was happening to me. I was boiling.
And so my body was expanding more. So the dress is getting smaller and smaller and stuck to me further and further.
That doesn't happen.
So then I called my friends into the changing room who I was with. And she tried to help me get out of the dress.
My body's getting bigger.
So we're both there trying to get out of this dress and she couldn't do it.
And eventually?
So then she had to call the shop assistant in who cut me out of it.
You got cut out of a dress?
Yeah, with scissors. And then I had to pay for it.
Oh, so what? They just snip it and ruin the dress?
Yeah, cut all the way down the back. It was horrifying.
That is brilliant.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Becky's here. Chris is also here.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, some of Chris's previous ideas, he's always got an idea, a scheme on the go, haven't you?
I'd like to think I'm a doer.
They include being a chick lit author, being a superhero, being a yes man for a while, saying yes to everything. Yep. And today, a new ambition.
My new ambition is to become a narrator, a voiceover artist, if you will.
Oh, they earn loads of money.
I just saw, you know, I'm thinking highbrow, like sort of BBC Four, maybe some BBC One documentaries.
All right, so you'll take some BBC One, but you'll cherry pick.
Yeah, it depends what it is, really.
I imagined you more to be like Sex, Sun and Sangria or whatever they are.
Sun, Sea and A&E?
Yeah.
I'd think you'd be much more BBC Three.
I'm thinking something a bit more highbrow.
No, I just don't think you've got the right voice for that.
Oh, right.
You're more kind of, help me, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you're right? ITV2.
Thanks.
You're more Peter Andre The Next Chapter.
Yeah.
Or that one that the Saturdays did.
Did they do one?
McFly on the Wall.
Yes, that. Anyway, aim high is what I say.
All right.
You're thinking more like David Attenborough wildlife shows, aren't you? Like Planet Earth and all that.
I'm thinking HD, yeah. Ones that are on HD channel.
Now, you really want to do this, don't you?
Yeah, I'm serious about it.
So, today was kind of your first day of trying it.
I thought I'd give it a go.
And this was awful for me.
Why was it awful for you?
Because he came to my house quite early this morning and decided to follow me around narrating my life all day.
I thought it'd be quite an interesting documentary to give a bit of an insight into Scott's life. Yeah. And I thought I would just do the voiceover for it.
Yeah, but the voiceover is normally done like after the editing and all that sort of stuff. The voiceover person just comes in last minute and sits in the studio. Doesn't follow the person round all day.
No, well, I did mine live.
Did you honestly think, Chris, the narrators of these documentaries were there all the time? Seriously?
Some of them, yeah.
What? So you, but you narrated. What was that one you did, Scott? Ages ago.
Dating in the dark.
That would have been well weird. You going for the date in the dark, and Scott's there in the corner hiding, just commentating on the whole thing.
Bob is trying to kiss Carol.
It might be slightly off-putting.
In the dark.
You're right, actually. They probably don't do that, do they?
No. They film
Scott
it.
Scott asked for it, but they said
film
no.
it, and then I go in and do it afterwards once they put it all together.
Well, it's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Well,
get amongst it.
Yeah. So here's Chris at my house earlier on today being my narrator.
Tuesday morning at Scott Mills' mansion, Scott is waiting for his cab. Scott rarely takes public transport.
Right.
It's not true.
It is.
I wanted to be honest as well. I felt all my narration should be very honest.
Is your house really that big?
No.
He's got a big living room.
Do you play the music in on, like, a MP3 player next to you?
That would have been good. But no, we put it
you
in
You put
after.
That on afterwards? Yeah. Okay. Because that would have been extra annoying. Yeah. Just you and the Glee theme following you round all day.
Believe me, it was annoying as it was.
Scott Mills walks over to the washing machine. Inserts his powder. Adjusts the temperature. And turns it on. It doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Washing is washing.
Do you know what I found quite difficult is when you do the voiceovers is making everything sound like you've almost written it down.
Mm.
You've got to say it in one quick sentence, you know, yeah. Sum up the activities.
But you had no script here. This is off the cuff.
Yeah. But you have to try and make it sound like it's scripted. I think that's the key to this.
Do you think, what, like Scott Mills washing his washing?
Yeah, I got a bit stuck there.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the one thing that's missing from this that's in all the documentaries?
What?
Want some music by Adele.
Scott picks up his hair straighteners. Today, he's doing a voiceover. Scott Mills is making me a cup of tea. He goes to the fridge.
Ah, that milk is rank.
Scott Mills' milk is off.
Sorry, I can't make you one.
Scott's fridge is very full.
What you're doing here, Chris, is not necessarily narrating. It's more like just say what you see.
Yeah, but Attenborough does that when he sees the whales, doesn't he? He's
you're
like,
doing
there's
more
two blue whales there.
But you're doing more like the audio description on the telly.
Yeah, because if it's on the telly, you'll be able to see me pick up the hair straighteners and the cab arriving. That will all be seen. Do you get me?
Yeah. Fascinating documentary so far, though, right?
It is quite interesting to know what Scott gets up to before he comes into work, though. Because he always tells me it's a very busy day, lots of meetings.
It's fascinating,
isn't it?
So far,
you've tried to make a cup of tea, not straightened your hair, but just picked them up and done a bit of washing.
Yeah.
Scott is meant to be on his latest diet, but Scott believes if no one sees him eating it, it doesn't count.
If you actually look at what's in there, it's chicken and salad.
Scott Mills points to his chicken and salad. But fails to point to the cake.
Oh, you're really stressing me out at this point.
What, because he's revealing the truth?
Because they're...
Get in the Daily Mail.
Amazing.
Scott Mills' cab has been waiting outside for 20 minutes.
I'm gonna go now. Let's go.
Scott Mills walks to the door. Scott Mills types in burglar alarm. 9, 7, 3, 2,
hash. Don't tell that, please.
Scott Mills locks the door.
Double locks the door.
Scott Mills double locks the door. And says hello to the cabbie.
Hello. Alright.
And now we're in the cab. It's progressing quite nicely, this is a sort of documentary.
I like it with the music as well, it's really working.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Phil and Wolves says, move over Dave Lamb. Is he the guy off Come Down With Me, eh, isn't he? Now, Chris, what you're really doing here is commentary, as some people are pointing out. It's commentary, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it is. But Chris was narrating my life today. Got annoying. But if you'd like him to do any documentaries, if maybe someone from BBC 1, 2, probably 3, or 4 are listening, and, you know, you've got any documentaries that you need voice in, then I might have your man here. Anyway, next stop in my life today, a little voiceover.
Scott Mills is about to do his voiceover. He will do anything for money.
Kylie, the album collection. The five latest and greatest albums from the Queen of Pop.
Right, can I just say that was the rehearsal? I didn't actually do the voiceover like that. I'm the Queen of Pop.
That's worse than my voiceovers.
that was just awful.
No, but that's not the finished one.
How much did you get paid for that?
That's not the finished one. That's just me just kind of seeing if it fits over the music. Listen to this one, please.
No. I want to hear it again. That's awful.
Scott Mills is about to do his voiceover.
This is not
the
one,
though. He will do anything for money.
Yeah.
Kylie, the album collection.
No, this is the one.
Right, because
listen to this.
Kylie, the album collection.
Yes.
The five latest and...
That was good.
The producer lies to keep Scott happy.
Okay, cool. Take four.
He was happy with that.
He wasn't. You mucked up.
Yeah, but if you listen to him, he goes, take four. How many takes does it do? And right at the end, he goes, take four. He says, yeah, that was good. Take four. How long were you in there? This is amazing. I love this insight.
Scott Mills has done his voiceover and is now walking towards a cafe for his lunch. Are you hungry? Scott Mills is hungry. Scott Mills enters the cafe. Finds his table and sits down. Scott Mills waits to be served in a place where you're meant to go, to the counter to order.
Are you supposed to go up?
Yeah.
But can I just get... I'm on this weird diet at the moment, so can we just get bacon and egg?
Yeah, of course. Would I get it in a plate or in a sandwich?
I'd like it in a plate with no bread, please.
No bread. So bacon and egg, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Scott Mills asked for an overcomplicated order. Can I get a sausage sandwich, please?
Like white or brown bread?
White bread, please.
White.
Yeah. Scott Mills tucks into his breakfast.
Can you not do this while I'm eating?
Scott Mills chews once, twice, and dribbles a bit.
I haven't dribbled.
I'm going to stop narrating whilst I tuck into my sandwich.
I do love it how, as the narrator, you had to stop to eat yourself. Can you imagine if that happened in normal TV?
I like it that the narrator's out to lunch with me.
Well, he has to. He's following you wherever he goes.
Why would that happen?
What I liked is when you were making your order and the lady was there standing there waiting for me to finish my narration before I gave my order.
She was like, what are you doing?
You don't see that in David Attenborough, do you?
What do you mean?
Him and the blue whales would be like, and there is the blue whale. I'll have two sausage sandwich, please, and a cup of coffee. He's there. And then you hear him, like, chomping away.
I'm just going to stop for I'll have my sausage sandwich.
Scott Mills is on the phone. He usually does this to look busy. It's very unlikely there is anyone on the other end of his call.
There actually was that time.
Was there?
Yeah, there was someone on the other end. But that can happen where I sometimes pretend to be on the phone.
If you find yourself in a situation with Scott where that occurs, just ring him. Because then it just makes him look ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. Oh, hi.
It's been a long, hard morning for Scott Mills, who looks tired as he walks towards work.
I'm not tired.
Worrying that he looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't look like Ellen DeGeneres.
Scott Mills says he doesn't look like Ellen DeGeneres. But he does. Scott Mills has got his sunglasses on, and there's no sun.
Yes, there is.
Scott Mills has spotted the paparazzi next to work. Scott Mills is trying to get papped.
I'm not, though.
You are, though.
I'm not, though.
You are, though.
Also, now we're in a situation where the subject of the documentary is bickering with the narrator. No, I'm not, though. Well, yeah, you are, though. I wasn't, by the way.
But you were, though.
But I wasn't, though,
but
was
you were,
I?
Though.
You're not pleased with the results of that, Scott?
I don't think I come across that well.
I think it's an honest representation.
But as a narrator, you know, what were you doing it live as it happened? I think for a first go, pretty good.
Nice one.
And if the controller of BBC One is listening right now and you do have a free panorama that you need narrating, then I've got your man right here.
Do you not worry that it might kind of mess up the undercover investigations if Chris is there commenting on it the entire time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We are walking into the drug deal.
Yeah. The camera is positioned in the reporter's bag. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio
1. All right, Charlie.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, thank you.
What's going on?
We think Chris should be brave and come to Marbella to narrate our hen do.
Seriously?
My hen do.
Yeah, it's your hen do, is it?
Yeah.
When is this?
We're going on Saturday night.
This Saturday?
Yep.
Are you available, Chris?
Yes.
What's that? It's like, Charlie is now affixing some L plates. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
She has stupid dealy boppers on her head.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sure he's very reasonable.
He should. He needs to be brave, though.
Right, well, what's going to happen to him?
It might be a bit of a mix between Brits Abroad, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, and...
Sun-C and A&E.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. No.
Well, that sounds right up his street, to be honest. That's his kind of holiday.
He often goes on hen nights.
Yeah.
He has to do fancy dress, though.
Oh, God.
And what's the theme?
Disney.
Disney?
I can see him as a Pocahontas.
Is she still on Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then they release them all, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah, Dumbo's still on.
I used to have a Pocahontas soap dish.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, actually, ages ago. Okay, well, I'll pass that on to Chris and see what he's saying.
Thank you.
No carbs before marbs.
Oh, no, we've changed that saying.
What now?
We're called Barbs in Marbs.
Barbs in Marbs. Yeah. Yeah, once again, Chris is nodding his head. Love you, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Jason Derulo's coming up, and he is going to be our guest on Thursday. And also, I'm still waiting to hear about this big guest. Not that Jason's not big, but a massive, massive guest on Friday. Still not 100% confirmed, so I'm not going to spoil it and tempt fate and tell you who it is, because it might still not happen. But if it does, it's going to be brilliant. Because they are huge. Huge! That'll be on Friday. Now, in about an hour from now on this show, we have Innuendo Bingo. Yeah, it's your favourite. But this time, with a special guest. It's the first time that we've involved somebody that's not one of our team.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS... PR4L, and especially Becky.
This is from Dear Scott on Thursday last week.
I'm going to London for the first time ever next week, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the sights and that. The Queen's House, Big Ben, etc. What would really make my visit would be an epic innuendo bingo duel. As much as I love Becky, poor Chris gets continually soaked. I reckon it's time Becky has an opponent worthy of her innuendo bingo prowess. I'll even pack my waterproofs in my cabin-sized luggage. I await my challenge to be accepted. I can't do Thursday, as I'm going to Wimbledon. Elisa, off of Ireland, age 21 and a quarter, laughing smiley.
So we got that email last week, and you're here!
Hiya!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. So, you are up for a proper challenge with Becky on this, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you think you could do better?
Hopefully. Better than Chris, anyway, to be fair.
Yeah. So you've come over from Ireland and you're here for Wimbledon on Thursday.
I am, yeah.
So we thought we'd get you in today. This is the first time we've ever involved one of our listeners on Innuendo Bingo. Have you really put your waterproofs in your cabin-sized luggage?
No, I haven't. I've been trying to buy a poncho all day and they're selling them nowhere, so I'm going to get absolutely soaked. But I was just speaking to her before and she was saying that she just watched all the previous Innuendo Bingos on YouTube to get the best technique.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you've really been studying this.
Oh yeah. And then Chris is sitting over there going, yeah mate, I can give you some tips and that, and we'll talk about how to get her the best way. And
yeah,
I'm let's just get like, her. No. He's like, I could be like your manager and that.
Yeah, let's get her, yeah? Let's get her. So we're going to do this in an hour from now. Lisa, are you ready for a bit of innuendo bingo?
Great, yep.
The duel.
Oh no.
With Becky and someone who thinks she's going to do a lot better. I can't wait for that. Podcast. Time to win some Scott Mills points now. Play along at home fun, please. Now, Eliza, seeing as you're here, would you like to play along as well?
Yeah, okay.
That'd be right. Okay, it's just a guessing game. Now, The Apprentice. Are you watching that?
No, we don't have it back home.
You don't have The Apprentice
well,
in Ireland?
We have it, but no one really watches it, to be fair.
Do they not?
No.
What's everyone watching then?
Oh, we have this thing called Celebrity Salon. It was on a few weeks ago. It was pretty bad.
Oh,
it was like all the Irish reality stars.
Oh, who's on?
Oh, you wouldn't even have heard of him. A guy called Breffni. He was on The Irish Apprentice maybe 2 years ago, and he was famous for just being a bit of a...
I love these different shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you've never even heard of The Apprentice. Well, you probably have.
I have, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people are pointing this out from last week's show. It was Natasha, yeah? You know Natasha, yeah?
Yeah, I do know Natasha.
And she said one word quite a lot, yeah? Do you know what the word was, yeah?
Is it yeah, yeah?
Yeah, it is yeah, yeah. And is that a slightly annoying thing where she says at the end of every sentence, yeah? So we're all going to guess. This is for 20 Scott Mills points if you get it bang on. How many times did Natasha say yeah, yeah? We'll start with Eliza.
30.
Chris?
I'm going to go 20 if it's for 20 points. One per, yeah.
One per, yeah. And Becky?
I'm going to go 31, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's Natasha, yeah, from The Apprentice, yeah?
Guys, I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to go for Lads Mags, yeah? Lads magazines are about lads, yeah? Yeah, but I think one thing we do need to bear in mind is our focus group was quite focused. Yeah? 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 All I want is for us to win, yeah? We are a lads magazine, yeah? If you're telling me no...
Yeah, I'm telling you no.
Let's face it, lots of guys like to get a bit of dollar in their pocket, yeah, to impress the ladies. Yeah? How do you blow your loads? Yeah, which translates into how do you spend your cash? Yeah? Yeah. 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 If you're telling me no...
Yeah, I'm telling you no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I said yeah a lot until I heard Natasha.
25, yeah?
25, yeah. So, who's nearest?
Well, Eliza said 30 and Chris said 20, but no one got it spot on, so does that mean no points?
Sadly, no points. But have you had a lovely time?
I have, yeah. This
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Okay, are you ready for a bit of innuendo bingo? You can hear this on Radio 1 now, and you can also watch it on the website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Let's do this.
Two people. One bin. Some innuendo. Innuendo bingo. The duel.
So, too much echo. So, we have our contestants. We have Becky, who normally takes part in innuendo bingo. And we have Eliza with us today, who is one of our listeners. Hiya.
Hiya.
Now, you are quite confident about this, right?
I am, yeah.
So, have you played this at home before?
No, but I actually need to shout out to my coach, Orla Fitzgerald. She's been giving me some tactics.
So, you've got a coach?
A coach?
Yeah. Oh, well, we're well professional back home.
Wow. And you've also watched loads of innuendo bingo videos
we've done the technique.
And also, not only your technique, but just to see what Becky's technique is.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so describe what you're wearing, please.
I'd like to describe it as maybe a chic kind of rain gear, maybe.
I like it that you've accessorised.
Yeah.
You kind of made it your own there. You had a massive pair of scissors
it's
at the back of the studio.
Bag.
It's a bin bag.
It's a green bin bag, though. It's not just any bin bag.
They're nice. How are you feeling, Becky?
I was feeling okay, and now I'm slightly nervous when I hear about Coach Orla.
Yeah.
She sounds like Sue off Glee.
She's been on... She's been in training for ages.
She'll love that.
Okay, so... All the way from Ireland to play innuendo bingo, it's Eliza with Becky and... What?
Can I just apologise at this moment? I may or may not have just eaten some salmon flakes and some chicken tikka.
Oh,
Ming. I haven't had a chance to have a mint, so sorry.
You are sat in quite close proximity. Nice one.
I was thinking more about the water that was going to come out and it might be...
Fishy water. Okay. Please watch this on the webcam, it's going to be good. All right, here we go. So can we have a warm-up one, please? Okay, so if you could both take some water in your mouths. Big gulp of water from both of you.
Yeah.
As you'll see, if you're watching this, Eliza on the left, Becky on the right. Don't do it yet, Becky. Okay, this is just a warm up, okay? So this doesn't count.
Oh, God. Why is someone that doesn't speak crawling under the desk?
Eliza, like, seriously, get her. All right?
Her face always makes me laugh.
She always spits it out. Okay, here's a warm up. Both got water?
Mm-hmm.
And this from the hotel inspector.
I think the most important thing for the moment is that I freshen up downstairs.
No. Oh, that's very good. Very good. Very well composed there. All right, Eliza?
I'm good, yeah.
Very, you did well. Right, Becky?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, so that was just the warm-up.
I'm just trying to be polite because it's guests and all that.
Yeah. It's boring if no one spits, though, do you know what I mean?
Did you just blatantly tell him to cheat?
No.
How did I manage to do that on my own face? Look, that's for me.
Okay.
It doesn't work. Right, okay, go.
Right, so this is the first proper one.
Mm-hmm.
Wimbledon is always good for a bit of innuendo. So, spotted by one of our listeners, Simon, here is a bit of innuendo from Wimbledon. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look how they're staring each other out. I love this. And here we go.
Good play from Russell there on the break point, being aggressive and keeping the balls deep.
Straight in each other's faces! That was brilliant!
Good play from Russell there on the break point, being aggressive and keeping the balls deep.
Incredible.
That's good.
Right, bring
That's
it
what
on.
We want. Bring it on. You right, Eliza?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have worn more waterproof mascara.
Oh, yeah. You are a bit wet now. Okay. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Keep watching at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the homepage. Just click on it. Okay, this is from Four in a Bed, spotted by one of our listeners who is called Tracy. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I was expecting a sausage with a little more girth.
Becky! Oh, my God! Becky, that is awful. She's a guest. She's one of our listeners.
It's funny.
She's one of our listeners. Eliza, how are you feeling?
I need to get back in the game, I think.
Yeah, you do. That,
a little bit.
That was went straight in your eye. Okay. Right, play fair, everybody.
Okay.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, more water, please. And this one's spotted by one of our listeners. I've just seen Becky's hair. It's just matted to her head. This is from one of our listeners. Just spit it. Go on. There we are. Go on.
Okay, go.
All right, good. More water. This is spotted by Michael. Michael. Becky!
Don't laugh at me then.
You just look ridiculous. Okay. Spot it. Come on.
My corpse.
Okay. Spotted by Michael, one of our listeners, from from Test Match Special.
But I have a brother who's been up the majority of the Munros.
Eliza, you kept it in there. You did well. Okay.
Yep.
Next one. This
How
is the
many
last.
More have you got?
We've got two more.
Okay.
Come on, Liza, back in the game. Okay, so this one's spotted by Rachel. It is more Wimbledon coverage. Now, a bit of an unfortunate one here because the person they're talking to has a very unfortunate pause after saying the word but. Okay, ready? Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Rezaï's very talented French player, has been very high in the rankings, actually has a winning record over Venus, so she likes balls that come hard to her, but unfortunately some off-court issues, some personal problems have really plagued her since January.
You both got each other good there. That was a good one.
This is the wettest I've ever been.
It actually is. Yeah, so you are quite wet, Eliza, but Becky is, honestly, I've never seen her that soaked.
I think I'm doing well, I think.
You're doing quite well.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Ready? Here we go. Liam in Cardiff says, do you not find this a bit weird that you have two people spitting all over each other live on the internet? Not at all, Liam. We do it all the time. Okay, this is spotted by Andrea, one of our listeners, who loves innuendo bingo. especially when we visualise it and put it on the internet. Okay, this is from Radio 4, and this happened just tonight. You got water, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
The crack. Yes, the crack amazed us. It was really quite a fresh...
I've got down my bra!
Can we even the one that didn't speak got some of it, and that is that he's far away. Can we just see if we can stand the rest of this one, because it's a good one.
There's more to come.
Yeah, because I just wanted to just finish it. Here we go. Water, mm-hmm. please. Mm. Here we go.
The crack. Yes, the crack amazed us. It was really quite a fresh-looking crack. And over time, in this quite dirty environment, cracks can weather down. So we were very surprised to see a fresh crack, but we were even more surprised to see a horizontal crack.
Wow, that's brilliant. Honestly, I've never seen such innuendo bingo carnage ever. I really hope you're watching this on the webcam right now. Eliza, have you had a lovely time?
I've had a great time.
And mascara's actually running down her face. They both look like pandas. Becky, are you all right?
Yeah.
Excellent. That was a lot of fun. Who do we think won? I think Eliza won. So there we are. Your mission is complete.
Excellent.
You did what you came here to do.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.